WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. Lessons in strength, wisdom, and courage. Today, we're diving into something that hits us all at some point, fear. Yeah, that little voice whispering doubts in your ear, trying to hold you back from taking that leap. Ever felt like your courage was on a permanent vacation? You know that feeling when you're about to speak up in a meeting, but suddenly your throat feels like it's filled with concrete. Fear is a natural human emotion, a primal instinct designed to keep us safe. But here's the thing, sometimes fear can become this pesky bully, convincing us we're not capable, not strong enough, not worthy. It can paralyze us, keeping us stuck in our comfort zones and preventing us from living our best lives. But guess what? We don't have to be slaves to fear. Stoicism teaches us that courage isn't the absence of fear, it's acting despite it. It's about facing your fears head on, acknowledging them, and choosing to move forward anyway. And trust me, a feeling when you conquer a fear, that's pure and adulterated power. So, how do we cultivate this courage muscle? Here are 5 key takeaways. 1. Identify your fears. This might seem obvious, but sometimes we avoid our fears because acknowledging them feels too uncomfortable. Write them down. What are you truly afraid of? Public speaking. Failure. Rejection. Naming your fears takes the power away and allows you to start tackling them strategically. 2. Reframe your perspective. Fear often stems from irrational thoughts. What if I mess up? What if everyone judges me? Challenge these negative thoughts with logic and reason. Ask yourself, is this fear realistic? What's the worst that could actually happen? Often, our fears are blown way out of proportion. Day. Start small. You don't have to jump into the lion's den right away. Start with small steps outside your comfort zone. Take a class you've always been interested in, strike up a conversation with a stranger, or simply say yes to an opportunity that scares you a little. These small victories build confidence and momentum. 4. Focus on the present moment. Fear often keeps us stuck in the past or worrying about the future. Stoicism reminds us to focus on what we can control right now, our thoughts, our actions, our reactions. When fear arises, take a deep breath, ground yourself in the present moment, and remind yourself that you have the strength to handle whatever comes your way. 5. Embrace discomfort. Growth often happens outside our comfort zones. Don't shy away from challenges. See discomfort as an opportunity for learning and resilience. Remember, every time you face a fear, you're building courage, confidence, and self-belief. Think about that last big presentation you gave, the one where your heart was pounding like a drum solo in your chest. You probably felt nervous, right? But guess what? You did it. You showed up, you spoke your truth, and you likely came out feeling stronger and more capable on the other side. That's courage in action. Now let me tell you a story about my friend Sarah. Sarah dreamed of starting her own business, but fear was holding her back. She worried about failing, about not being good enough, about disappointing others. For months, she stayed stuck, paralyzed by doubt. One day, she stumbled across a Stoic quote that said, "The greatest glory in living lies not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall." That quote hit her hard. She realized that fear wasn't worth letting it control her life. Sarah took a deep breath, embraced the discomfort, and started taking small steps towards her dream. She learned new skills, networked with other entrepreneurs, and finally launched her business. It wasn't easy, there were challenges and setbacks along the way. But Sarah faced them head-on, using fear as fuel to keep pushing forward. Today, Sarah is a successful entrepreneur, inspiring others with her story of courage and resilience. So remember, fear is a part of life, but it doesn't have to define you. You have the power to choose how you respond to it. Embrace the challenge, step outside your comfort zone, and watch yourself grow into the courageous, capable person you are meant to be. And that's a wrap for today. As always, I encourage you to share your thoughts, stories, and questions in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going and inspire each other on our journeys to stoic living. Until next time, stay strong, stay wise, and stay courageous.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.